Fans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By Amegy Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. It was a long, chilly afternoon at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo, and unfortunately, the Houston Texans four-game winning streak came to an end as they dropped this one to Buffalo 29-21. Let's check out all the highlights and reaction in this week's Texans Rewind. The Texans struggled defensively for the first time in 4 weeks. Shady McCoy had no trouble hitting the edges and turning the corner upfield. Tyrod Taylor was elusive and effective, and Kevin Johnson had no answers for Sammy Watkins.
Taylor shotgun. McCoy in the backfield with him. Two receivers left, one to the right. Taylor gets the snap, throws left side of the end zone. Got a man, Watkins open for the touchdown.
It was a frustrating game for me personally. Wanted to do better. You definitely want to go out there and win. So,
hey, it is what it is. We've got what I just told the team was, look, we all have to do better. Again, like I've told you, after every loss, it starts with me. Got to do a better job. But we got to quickly turn the page. We got to get to work tomorrow and turn the page, figure out what we did wrong in this game, try to correct it, see if it carries over, meaning, is it anything that would carry over to our next opponent, and turn the page to the next opponent.
Offensively, we saw some good things. Chris Polk had a career game with 67 rushing yards and a touchdown catch, and Brian Hoyer was solid, completing 26 of 43 with three touchdowns.
First down at the Buffalo 11. Griffin in motion to the right, Hoyer under center. Now Griffin sets up in the backfield. Hoyer back to throw, looking. Brian passes to his left, hits Polk inside the five. Polk, second effort to the pylon. Polk, touchdown! What an effort by Chris Polk! Second and seven at the eight. Hoyer, quick throw right side. Griffin walks in! Touchdown! Ryan Griffin with the touchdown reception as the Texans can tie it with the extra point.
We did a good job of continuing to fight and give them credit. They stopped us when they needed to. I think, for us, we just got to do a better job of finding a way to win.
DeAndre Hopkins was held to five catches for 88 yards, but in our HCC play of the week was able to pull in yet another one-handed catch and subsequently led to this 19-yard touchdown grab, his 10th of the season. That score broke Andre Johnson's single-season record of 9, set back in 2009.
Now Hoyer backs out in the gun, puts the leg down. Here's the snap to Hoyer. Here's the rush. Brian throws right side of the end zone. Wants Duke. Hopkins with the catch. Touchdown, Houston! What a throw and catch as the Texans get their third touchdown of the day.
Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. Charles Clay put the dagger in the Texans' defense in the final minutes with this 40-yard reception, and a frustrating day ended with a 30-21 loss for the Texans, dropping them to 6-6. This was a long day. It was pretty close all the way to the end. Brian Hoyer had a nice day with three touchdowns, but the Texans just didn't quite have enough.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to give the Bills a little bit of credit. A lot of credit. Nice offensive plan. Shady McCoy had a heck of a day. Tyrod Taylor came with some big throws. I mean, we knew going in that Tyrod and Shady and Sammy Watkins were going to be the three guys to stop, and all three guys had pretty good games. But you sort of weathered the storm and got 21-21, and then you get them pinned back in their own territory on first and 20 after holding. You think you stop them, you get the ball back, you go down and win. They hit the out route, Shady hits the big run, and then they hit Clay down the middle on the big touchdown pass. I give credit to the Bills. Good win for them. It's the first time they're at home in 4 weeks. They go back on the road for two more. They had to have this one, and they played like it today.
Yeah, absolutely. And there were a couple things we talked about before the game, and that was not giving up the big play, stopping the run, which they weren't able to do in that first half. And then there were a lot of mistakes with penalties in that first half as well.
Yeah, no question. And I thought going into halftime, the fact that they were only down by score, after playing the way they did, I thought maybe the second half they'll get this thing turned around. And the defense played much better in the second half. But at that point, it was too little too late. It's a 60-minute game, and you play well for 30 and not for 30. The math doesn't work out. You're not going to get a win, and that's what happened. Too many mistakes, you mentioned. Penalties were a killer. The offense not kind of getting cranked up right away, but the defense was the big factor early on. It was a defense for 18 quarters that was outstanding. But they just too many cracks in the armor today, and Buffalo took advantage of it.
Well, and this one was so crucial. We talked about this all week as well, because if it comes down to it, both teams now at 6-6 with playoff ramifications, the Bills now would have the tiebreaker. And it's not getting any easier with New England next week.
No question. It's the toughest part of the schedule. And I remember when the schedule was announced in April, first of all, coming to Buffalo in December, I wasn't all happy about. But it is what it is. And you knew it was going to be a tough game. I thought the AFC East was going to be very good. And Buffalo showed today it's a pretty good football team. And then you got New England, you got Indianapolis. Your season really, in all honesty, it comes down to the next couple of ball games. And I don't know so much about the Patriots, but you got to have that one in Indianapolis where the Texans have never won. So it was key to get this one today. They weren't able to do it. It's going to be a tough flight home. Hopefully they're not banged up all that much, and you can get ready for Sunday night in the Patriots.
All right, John, thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be back in Houston, and we'll start looking forward to that matchup against the Patriots.